You may be seated. The invocation of the Kyrie is found on pages 138 and 139. No, we're going to speak this, please. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Amen. I'll catch up with you in a minute.
What's that?
Okay, that's making sure. Okay, the hymn of praise is number 556, Morning Has Broken. The Lord be with you, and also with you. The prayer of the day is found in the bulletin or on your readings and prayers. So if you pray with me. Almighty God, eternal light, shine our hearts. Eternal wisdom, scatter the darkness of our ignorance. Eternal compassion, have mercy on us. Turn us to seek your face and enable us to reflect your goodness. Through your Son, Jesus the Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Good morning. The first reading, the Old Testament reading, is from Jeremiah chapter 23, verses 23 through 29. Am I a God nearby, says the Lord, and not a God far off? Who can hide in secret places so that I cannot see them, says the Lord? Do I not feel heaven and earth, says the Lord? I have heard what the prophets have said who prophesy lies in my name, saying, I have dreamed, I have dreamed. How long? Will the hearts of the prophets ever turn back, those who prophesy lies and who prophesy the deceit of their own heart? They plan to make my people forget my name by their dreams that they tell one another, just as their ancestors forgot my name for Baal. Let the prophet who has a dream tell the dream, but let the one who has my word speak my word faithfully. What has straw in common with wheat, says the Lord? Is not my word like fire, says the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks a rock in pieces? The word of the Lord. The psalm is just a portion of Psalm 82. And you're going to read the bold part.
We have a hymn,
812. Psalm 82. God stands to change the divine council assembled, giving judgment in the midst of the gods. How long will you judge unjustly? Save the weak and the orphan. Rescue the weak and the poor. They do not know. Neither do they understand. They wander about in darkness.
All the foundations of the earth are shaken.
Now I say to you, you are gods.
And all you children of the Most High.
Nevertheless, you shall die like mortals.
And fall like any prince.
Arise, O God, and rule the earth.
For
The word of the Lord. The second reading is on the back from the New Testament reading of Hebrews, chapter 11, verses 29 through chapter 12, verse 2. This really goes with that last hymn, so pay attention. By faith, the people passed through the Red Sea as if they were dry land. But when the Egyptians attempted to do so, they were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell after they had been encircled for 7 days. By faith, Rahab the prostitute did not perish with those who were disobedient, because she had received the spies in peace. And what more should I say? For time would fail me to tell of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Japheth, of David and Samuel and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, obtained promises, shut the mouths of lions, quenched raging fire, escaped the edge of the sword, won strength out of weakness, became mighty in war, put foreign armies to flight. Women received their dead by resurrection. Others were tortured, refusing to accept release in order to obtain a better resurrection. Others suffered mocking and flogging and even chains and imprisonment. They were stoned to death and they were sawn in two. They were killed by the sword. They went about in skins of sheep and goats, destitute, persecuted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and mountains and in caves and holes in the ground. Yet all these, though they were commended for their faith, did not receive what was promised, since God had provided something better so that they would not, without us, be made perfect. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and the sin that clings so closely, and let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, who for the sake of the joy that was set before him endured the cross, disregarding its shame, and has taken his seat at the right hand of the throne of God. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Okay, now we have another hymn, right? Yeah. 635, We Walk by Faith. What? What'd she say?
It's a new song for us.
A new song for us?
Yes.
Oh.
Thank you.
We have the gospel verse, Alleluia, Lord, to whom shall we go, on from page 142. The gospel reading is from Luke chapter 12, verses 49 through 56. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus is speaking. I came to bring fire to the earth, and how I wish it were already kindled. I have a baptism with which to be baptized, and what stress I am under until it is completed. Do you think that I have come to bring peace to the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. From now on, five in one household will be divided, three against two and two against three. They will be divided. Father against son and son against father. Mother against daughter and daughter against mother. Mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law and daughter-in-law against mother-in-law. He also said to the crowds, when you see a cloud rising in the west, you immediately say, it is going to rain, and so it happens. And when you see the south wind blowing, you say, there will be scorching heat, and it happens. You hypocrites, you know how to interpret the appearance of earth and sky, but why do you not know how to interpret the present time? Praise to you, O Christ. Now we have the hymn of the day from the other songbook, 238, Through It All.
If you will join me in the Apostles' Creed, it's found on page 105. I believe in God the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sin, resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Welcome to worship at St. John's Lutheran Church, American Falls, Idaho, this morning. Today in the church here is the 10th Sunday after Pentecost. Especially welcome to all of you who are listening here with us today in person and to those who are worshiping with us by listening to the radio station or the internet broadcast. Happy birthday this week to Kathleen Wagner and Marla Bethke. See the readings and prayers page with this week's schedule listed there. And are there any other announcements? Okay, the offertory hymn is on hymn number 465, As the Grains of Wheat. Blessed are you, O God, maker of all things. Through your goodness, you have blessed us with these gifts, ourselves, our time, and our possessions. Use us and what we have gathered in feeding the world with your love, through the one who gave himself for us, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Lord's Prayer is found on page 145. Lord, teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Threefold amen. Okay, hang on. I guess I will. We give you thanks, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through the healing power of this gift of life. In your mercy, strengthen us through the gift's gift, in faith towards you and in fervent love towards one another, for the sake of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The processional hymn is hymn number 759, My Faith Looks Up to Thee.